massive show of federal force today in the Bronx, a multi-agency operation targeting dozens of undocumented immigrants.
One of those arrests is a member of a notorious Venezuelan gang wanted for several crimes, including burglary and...
So ICE is now on the march, taking down gang members and criminals, many of whom are only in New York because of its sanctuary city protections. Protections, which have attracted some of America's worst criminals looking to avoid deportation while benefiting from a lax legal system that doesn't see robbery, theft, or assault as jailable offenses. But things have changed, and the federal government is now here making arrests. In fact, ICE just took down one of the ringleaders of a Venezuelan gang everybody in this country thought was unstoppable until now.
Federal agents moved in before dawn. The target, 25-year-old Anderson Zambrano Pacheco. Authorities say Pacheco was among the heavily armed men caught on surveillance video storming an apartment complex in Aurora, Colorado.
I just can't believe it happened there, though. And I didn't hear anything.
I was planning on calling ICE, to be honest with you, so they got here before I was able to call them. I'm really happy it's happening. Very happy, actually.
He had warrants out for his arrest in Colorado, and this ringleader had just tried to buy some grenades. He had been a part of a gun buy.
In total, 20 immigrants arrested in the Bronx, 12 with criminal records. 8 had no criminality other than entering the country illegally.
If you are an individual, a foreign national, who illegally enters the United States of America, you are, by definition, a criminal, and so therefore you are subject to deportation.
What they're trying to do is instill fear in our communities and continue to push this narrative that they're coming for everyone.
This is very bad that they have these people here. They're taking our money, they're taking our streets over, and they're bringing more police, and we don't need police over here. We find the way we are.
So residents of a Bronx apartment complex were shocked to learn that they were living down the hall from one of America's most wanted. And what none of New York's progressive leaders want to admit is that people like this, they're not coming here because of the weather. No, this is a place where you go to hide when the entire country is looking for you and you still want to live a life of crime. Because New York isn't just a sanctuary city led by those who despise federal immigration laws. It's also got the perfect combination of laws that allow the lawless to hide in plain sight while getting free services from the local government. On top of that, New York City alarmingly doesn't do background checks when moving people into its asylum shelters, which allows gang members with long rap sheets to get free housing down the hall, in some cases from families with little kids. Plus, police are banned from entering these places, even though we know criminals like this, who are part of this gang, are smuggling guns all over town, including into these shelters, making them bases where they export their criminal activity to all corners of our city. But it doesn't just stop there, because as the world saw in 2023, members of this very same gang were all set free after attacking police in Times Square. And when you combine that with New York City's other laws that stop thieves from going to jail after they steal purses or shoplift, we arrive at the real reason why criminals like this, some of the worst people on the entire planet, are hiding out right here in New York. This place is perfect for them. Although that's about to change, because President Trump's re-election now means that Homeland Security can once again do its job by keeping U.S. residents safe, even in a place like New York that has backwards sanctuary city laws, which put the law-abiding in danger in the name of compassion. But as you're about to see, New York City's supposed compassion for immigrants isn't compassion at all. Instead, it's become a license for those who belong in prison to live out their own twisted version of the American dream. So here we have a whole bunch of apartment buildings, and there are millions of New York City residents living in places just like these, paying their rent and pursuing the American dream. However, New York's sanctuary city laws means some of these are also inhabited by people who are only living here to avoid prison. In fact, over the last 2 years, these criminals have completely embedded themselves throughout our society.
Federal agents moved in before dawn. The target, 25-year-old Anderson Zambrano Pacheco. Authorities say Pacheco was among the heavily armed men caught on surveillance video this past summer, storming an apartment complex in Aurora, Colorado.
So if you wanted proof that sanctuary cities are bad for America, here it is. You've got a guy that assaulted an apartment in another state, evicted residents from their homes, and then came here to hide in a building just like this. And these are the people who ICE is here looking for, carrying out these daring raids in the early hours of the morning. Doing the work our city has prevented police from doing for years. And activists who are all upset about these raids, they've got no one to blame but themselves. Neighbors say these gang members were literally conducting business on the street in front of where they lived, and some of them had no idea this was even going on. But little did they know, their neighbor was wanted for kidnapping, burglary, and menacing, charges which had come from his activities taking over apartments in Colorado. Yet somehow he was still part of a little community here in New York, living life as a free man. And moving to New York is really a no-brainer for this guy. The gang he's part of, this Trende Aragua, they've been laying down roots here for a couple of years now. They've got gang members all over the place. They've got gang members in shelters, all made possible by New York City's no-questions-asked sanctuary city policies, which they used to build a massive criminal empire off the backs of people they found and recruited in the city's asylum shelters. And what's crazy about this is these raids are somehow still controversial in the minds of some so-called immigrant activists. But you know who's in favor of these raids? The actual residents who had to live next to these gang members.
Just can't believe it happened here, though. And I didn't hear anything.
One neighbor said it came as a relief.
I was planning on calling ICE, to be honest with you, so they got here before I was able to call them. I'm really happy it's happening. Very happy, actually.
You know, the people living in this building, some of them knew they were in danger, and others had no idea. The fact that these gang members are now out of there, that's just made the whole place much safer. The whole neighborhood. Because this apartment building where this gang member was doing business was also across the street from a school. Look at this. There were actually four different raids that all took place simultaneously right away. And notice where these raids are happening. They're happening in the Bronx. They're not happening in the rich neighborhoods like Soho or the West Village where the elites live. And when you've got a sanctuary city which is supposed to keep immigrants safe, yet ICE has to come in and do its heaviest lifting in neighborhoods predominantly made up of immigrants, you know you've got a problem. And that problem is that sanctuary city policies aren't doing a thing to keep the very people they're designed for safe. Especially when this Trende Aragua group specializes in human exploitation. That's their thing, and they see all of the people around them as potential human capital that can benefit their gang in some manner.
We did encounter and incarcerate a Trende Aragua member, one of the ringleaders. He had warrants out for his arrest in Colorado, and this ringleader had just tried to buy some grenades. He had been a part of a gun buy.
In total, 20 immigrants arrested in the Bronx, 12 with criminal records, 8.
So these deportations, these could end up being the best thing that's happened in New York City from a public safety perspective in a long time. Because without them, all these criminals would still be out there. Our local police are powerless to stop them. That's why they're here in such a large, critical, violent mass. And think about this. If in your city you're going to ban police from stopping organized crime, what on earth could have happened to the poor people living in this building, some of whom were totally shocked when ICE agents showed up and carted off this ringleader? The idea that this guy was not going to import crime into their neighborhood and into their building is completely ridiculous. What if this ringleader and his friends decided to have it out with a rival gang? What if they tried to locate him in this building? Or what if he and his hooligans just went around looking for people to take advantage of? Literally, there is zero upside to allowing folks like this to live freely in your city. Just think about everything that this gang had to do to get this open-air flea market up and running in Jackson Heights, Queens. All of the stuff they're selling there is stolen. That's going to require foot soldiers to go and get these things. And then they're going to need people to stand out on the street all day and sell it for them. This isn't something these ringleaders are up to. They got bigger fish to fry. And here, residents of Queens are walking by, literally stepping over the remnants of their neighborhood as it falls apart. But even though these ICE raids are going to get dangerous criminals and gang members off of our streets, the local activist crowd, they want them to stop immediately. Because these raids are going to take away their power. So this has activists in New York going absolutely berserk. Ever since Donald Trump won his re-election, there have been major operations underway to take down these gang members, not just through ICE, but even with the local police, who just took down a group of male and female Trende Aragua members who were selling weapons. But here's why this is a problem for the local activist crowd. They hate the new president and his plans so much that if they start working and many of these communities are made safer by these new enforcement actions, they're not going to have anything to say to the folks that they've been instilling fear in for no reason for years.
If you are an individual, a foreign national, who illegally enters the United States of America, you are, by definition, a criminal. And so, therefore, you are subject to deportation.
And that's highly concerning for the New York Immigration Coalition.
What they're trying to do is instill fear in our communities and continue to push this narrative that they're coming for everyone.
Why do statements like that just push the buttons of certain people? Yes, entering the country, any country, without permission is against the law. And if you do something that's against the law, that makes someone a criminal. However, even though the new president's administration has made it very clear, these are targeted operations going after the worst of the worst, gang members, criminals. For some reason, the activist crowd wants people to think that ICE is here to hunt down everyone. A fear-mongering idea that is so laughably easy to disprove, it's not even funny. New York is home to these massive shelters for asylum seekers. Some of them are highly visible hotels in Midtown with over 1,000 rooms. If the goal was just to round people up, that's where ICE would be. But ICE isn't over there, are they? No, they're in the Bronx with the help of local police, making these neighborhoods safer. Removing armed gang members and people selling military-grade weapons off our streets. Who on earth could possibly have a problem with that? Only someone who derives their power or votes from making people who are permanent residents with green cards or legitimate asylum seekers with a valid claim think that somehow they're getting kicked out of the country and that they're public enemy number one. But not only are ICE agents in unmarked vehicles not staking out places like the Roosevelt Hotel in Midtown, there are only 6,000 agents who can act in a deportation manner. ICE is physically unable to do the thing that the fearmongers out there want to make people think Trump is telling them to do right now. And when interviewed by the local news, the residents of these buildings have a completely opposite opinion to that of this resistance movement.
I feel bad for those people that really came to this country, like, to get a better future. But of all the criminals, now those people have to face.
This is very bad that they have these people here. They're taking our money, they're taking our streets over, and they're bringing more police, and we don't need police over here. We find the way we are. Send them back.
Would you look at that? Local residents are totally opposed to an increased police presence that comes to their neighborhood looking for criminals who shouldn't even be in the country to begin with. On top of that, these residents don't think it's fair for criminals to get free stuff while they break the law. Let's be real, it's not, but for some reason, there's elements of our society telling us we should think that it is fair. And we're supposed to think that these dangerous gang members aren't actually criminals at all. They're being wrongfully targeted. And if these advocates really cared about immigrant communities, they'd be out there rejoicing that criminals who are terrorizing these communities are now off the streets. And none of these activists are willing to come out and be honest. Every time they get interviewed, it's always in the context of ICE activity or policing in New York City. And what do? They say, well, this is just the beginning. These initial raids, these are just the start. Soon, they're going to come for everybody. Your mother, your daughter, your dog. But fear-mongering, that's only one part of the equation. Look at this. Back in December, police took down one of these TDA gang houses, which had 7 people living inside of it. And they tracked them down to this specific apartment building when one of these guys went there wearing a court-ordered ankle monitor. And this is the other reason we've got such a problem with these gangs. They're walking around as free men in a city that will not put them in jail when they commit crime. In fact, our legal system does everything it can to make sure they walk free, and they are. And here we have decriminalization, a progressive initiative, clashing, or being magnified rather, by another progressive initiative, this whole sanctuary city debacle. And by decriminalizing crime and telling federal fugitives that they can hide out in your city, the Bronx is now turning into a federal police state, something its residents do not want.
What we're doing is we're targeting the worst first, right? That's who we're getting. We're focusing on those targets, and this administration has kind of taken some of the handcuffs off of us in a way, right? We're leaving the discretion with our officers, and our officers are trained to make good decisions out there, and we support them.
So, federal police state in the Bronx or not, we're not talking about mass roundups. ICE doesn't have the resources to do it, and every time their agents take down one criminal, there are other criminals who could possibly escape. They are so short-staffed, they can't possibly do what the people who want to fight back are telling everybody their agenda really is. Here you go, Associated Press, 6,000 ICE officers that can act in a deportation capacity. Good luck doing mass roundups. Literally nobody is talking about mass roundups except the people who oppose all of this and want the status quo to stay.
These people were perfectly happy living in a city which allowed gang members to take it over from the inside and subject working-class neighborhoods to a form of crime that nobody in this country's ever seen before. Now, activists are right about one thing. There are some people who do end up getting arrested due to their proximity to violent gang members and criminals who are also being arrested in these ICE operations. For example, the Trende Aragua ringleader apparently lived in that Bronx apartment with his girlfriend. We don't know anything about her or what her status is. But here he is running a gang. She's living in this apartment with him as he's allegedly committing crimes in the apartment and out in front of the building. If she got arrested, there's a good chance she could also be subject to a deportation, even though it was her criminal boyfriend who the federal government was really after. But here's the thing. New York City could actually limit the number of deportations that are about to take place if they would just cooperate with the federal government. For example, we've got gang members living in our asylum shelters. Why doesn't our city just turn over their names and information to the federal government so they can pick these folks up? If they were to do that and the feds didn't have to come looking for people, they wouldn't find them in apartments with their girlfriends, would they? What do you think about that? Are New York City's sanctuary policies part of the problem? Are they the reason a budding criminal underworld is growing here like nowhere else in the country? Should New York cooperate with the federal government to help get rid of these criminals? What are they doing? Selling weapons, trying to buy grenades? That's crazy. Let me know. Thank you so much for watching. I'll see you in the next video.